Who was your first kiss?
My first boyfriend in middle school, and we were all outside waiting in the bus lines, and his friends or someone started chanting, kiss, 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 and so... you know, a little bit unnerving, and
yeah,
just an awkward little peck. So,
everything is romantic with bus fumes.
Yeah. How can you tell when somebody's new to Nashville in just one sentence?
This is pretty funny,
and I think these are pretty. Smack on.
They are like, 100% true.
Okay. Most people are saying one word, demon brewing.
Right.
Yeah.
Some other people said, where is Old Hickory Boulevard?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's about a 250-mile meandering. Yeah.
When in doubt, call it Old Hickory Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Then there's, that building kind of looks like Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny, I never had allergies before.
Yes. Oh, I hear that so often now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
People move here and they were just in a big bowl of pollen.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here's one. I threatened to slap my friend who grew up in California all the time. Somebody says, I took the I-40.
Yeah.
To the 24?
Yeah.
To the 440?
Yep.
Yeah, get out of here.
I'm from California. That's how they say things.
Yeah. In Seattle, we say I-5. Like I-5. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And then, yeah, California and Arizona, it's like the I. Yeah. Yep. So
I took the 101 up to San Francisco. It's like, shut up.
Yeah. But I still, when I go home or when I'm referencing Interstate 5 or I-5, I say I-5. But here I do everything like, oh, yeah, I took 40. So right. I do switch up
where you
how
are.
I talk about it. Yeah. Yes. And where I am.
For the most part here, we refer to it as the interstate as opposed to the freeway.
Right. I say the freeway.
Freeway is like a big West Coast thing.
Yep.
There's another thing, too, which is absolutely, this is truth. People from out of town calling major roads correctly by their name, Nolensville Pike, Harding Pike.
Right.
Whereas if you have lived here for any amount of time or grew up here,
mm-hmm.
they're all either roads or you just say the name without right. anything after that.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
It's on Harding.
Yeah.
It's a Harding place, maybe.
Yeah.
But like, you know, for the rest, nobody uses Pike ever.
And get used to not saying Ville because we say Vol.
Vol. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
A lot of cities do that.
Cookville, yeah. Clarksville.
Right?
Clarksville.
Clarksville.
And then there's this one which, like, Woody and I, you and I have noticed this. It's because people from out of town have moved there. I don't know where they came from, but East Nashville just got reduced to East.
Yeah.
Somebody said on Reddit, do you live in East? And it's like, well, the first time we heard that, we're like,
East what?
What are you talking about?
I've also found it extremely strange since I've moved here that it's East Nashville, but it's literally North Nashville.
Yes.
Like, if you're looking at a map, it's not East. So it's always irritated me.
Yeah. And I don't know if it helps. Like, they also, it's like a parking garage that painted the word East over there.
Right.
It's almost like that became the official name once that big mural went up. It's like, okay.
East. Yeah, yeah. It's on the interstate.
Yeah, you can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right off the I-24. Three things you want to know early this morning. I think we all remember Ashton Kutcher in one of the finest cinematic achievements to ever hit the silver screen.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car? Dude, where's your car?
Dude, where's my car?
It happened for real to a guy in Ireland. He actually parked it somewhere, went to a bachelor party, and couldn't find his car for 3 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
He finally went to a local radio station and talked about it and described his car, and within a few minutes, somebody found it.
So, wow.
The power of radio.
See, we are here for you.
That's right. That's right. God, I want to know the story behind that. So the birth rate in America has been declining for many years, and it kind of is everywhere all over the world. But the White House has been floating proposals for how do we get people to have children. So the latest they've said is a $5,000 check given to a mom after she gives birth called a baby bonus.
I think they're right there in the delivery room handing him a check.
I know. I was going to say, like, how did, so as soon as you push, you get a notification saying it was automatically.
Yeah. As Woody said, yeah, somebody comes in with one of those giant, you know, charity checks that's like, you know, 6 feet long. And here's $5,000.
There's your ultimate push present.
That's right.
Yeah, who needs a push present?
This is a month's worth of daycare. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. A month. Yeah, exactly.
So a new cooking show is going to premiere, but this time it's with Martha Stewart and Chef Jose Andreas, and it's going to premiere on NBC or stream on Peacock the next day. It's going to premiere on Monday night, April 28th. So, yeah, another cooking show.
We don't have enough of them.
Yeah, I don't think you can, like, come down from the apex of cooking with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Those are truly awesome moments when they got together.
Yeah, I guess what the difference with this show is all of the chefs competing were nominated for the show because friends and family believe they have a personal barrier holding them back from success. So there's going to be like
a little psychological dramas
and hot tempers and things like that. But the winner will win $250,000. So
all right. It'll never make it.
Feeling good, like I should. Winning dog a walk around the neighborhood.
So the Boston Marathon has already happened, and there's a really cool story. I feel like this kind of happens every year, but this year, a Brazilian runner, Pedro Arrieta, set a goal to finish the marathon in 2 hours and 40 minutes. It would probably take me 24 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was almost done completing it, and he looked up and he saw a man who was struggling to even stand up. He was completely gassed. He couldn't continue the race. And Pedro stopped, helped the man up, and helped him cross the finish line. He ended up finishing it in 2 hours and 41 minutes. So
still
give him
pretty
some
good. Yes. Yeah.
So it's just cool to see that there's still humanity left in some people.
Yeah, yeah. People will stop and help somebody who's struggling, like with just yards to go.
Sure. Yeah.
And there's so many people that pass that poor guy on the ground.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he stopped.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
And you could tell there's a TikTok video that I'll have posted on our website and our social media. But you can tell the poor guy, like, he couldn't.
Yeah.
He could not finish.
There was no way without this guy's help.
Right.
Yeah, I had to carry him across the finish line. That's very cool. Very cool.
Nice.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro. In our Mood Boost story, we talked about a nice guy who stopped at the end of the Boston Marathon to help somebody who was about to finish the race, but then couldn't go any further. So
they
he kind of walked him across the line. And, you know, he's kind of a hero, kind of a nice thing. And it was very inspiring for people who run marathons, none of which would be us.
No.
Gina and
I would be the one collapsing.
Yeah, right. You'd be the one helps across the finish line.
The victim. Yeah. Gina and I just high-fived because I never, ever, ever looked at a marathon and said, I'd like to do that.
Never in my life. Honestly, I don't know if I even want to, like, watch. Like, I don't think I would go, like, I mean, I would go
one of the people that stands
there
handing cups of water as they go by. Yeah.
Like, no, because the whole time I'd be thinking, like, why are you doing this?
You don't have
to. Do you find joy in running?
I know.
Like, is your life that miserable that the thing that brings you joy is to run?
There are some people that totally
They love it.
All the endorphins from running. I don't understand it whatsoever. Nope. I say, you do you, boo, but I'm not one of those people. I had surgery on my neck about 15 years ago, and the doctor said, you can't do any running.
Yeah.
Oh, lucky.
And I said,
the bouncing up and down.
Can you please put that in writing?
Yeah.
I want a note that says, like, I'd love to do marathons, but my doctor says I can't.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Total lie.
Oh, shoot.
I won't do it.
I've done 5Ks.
Yeah.
I've done a few of those, but that's 3 miles.
Max.
That's not a huge commitment.
Yeah.
You can kind of stop and run, walk for a little while.
It's the baby pool of running. Yeah.
My sister was like losing weight a couple years ago, and she wanted us all to sign up for a turkey trot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanksgiving 5K, that kind of thing. Yeah.
But it's in Seattle, so 99.9% chance it's going to be cold and rainy.
Yes.
Right.
And so I begrudgingly signed my then boyfriend Landon, who's now my husband, we signed up for it, and thank God she got COVID right before, so we had to bail.
Thank God she got COVID.
Yeah, thank God.
That's the first time I've heard that.
She's fine.
So
like,
you paid to sign
fine.
Up, but then didn't have to run.
Yeah,
so it was a win.
It was a win. We lost our money, but still, like, it's fine.
Yeah, Pete Davidson has decided he wants to get rid of all his tattoos.
Oh,
and he's got a bunch of them. So far, he's spent over $200,000, and he says mostly his arms and hands are tattoo free. Now he has to go after his torso.
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe he's just cleaning it off so he can start over again.
Right.
Maybe.
But if you ever had a tattoo, it can be uncomfortable, but having it one removed is super painful.
And more expensive too, right?
They have to use lasers to go in there and zap all the ink. It's it takes a long time.
Make sure you really want them.
Exactly. I forgot yesterday when I stopped for gas that I actually bought a Powerball ticket. I just checked it, so I guess I got to work today.
Oh, well.
Again, you go,
stuck with us again. I had a total shame spiral yesterday.
Yes.
It was, I left work. You know, we work early in the morning. We get out around, lunchtime. Mm-hmm. And I was running errands, and I'm like, I'm really hungry for lunch. I haven't had lunch. And I knew we didn't have any food at home.
Yeah.
And I try to eat healthy. I try not to go fast food very much at all.
Yeah.
And I'm driving home, and I'm thinking, okay, there's two places I can turn right into before I get to my house. Mm-hmm. And one of them was Five Guys. I'm sitting there, like, I've ordered a cheeseburger and fries, $17, and a tip on top of that.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting for my unhealthy food to come, and I'm sitting in this, like, total, like, I don't even want anybody to see me here. I shouldn't be here. I'm just going to get, like, 6 pounds heavier, like, just by looking at the food. And so I opened up my news feed on my phone, and the very first article was, the most unhealthy fast food burger in America. And it's Five Guys. And I'm waiting for mine to show up.
Which is, the bag is going to be handed to you.
Yeah, and next thing you know, you hear the ding, Jim, order for Jim.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah.
I mean, like, at the bottom of the list, where I guess somebody would want to be for healthy food,
mm-hmm.
Burger King, McDonald's, and Culver's.
Oh. Really? Like, they're the healthiest?
Well, yeah. Like, obviously, they're not health food, but
the healthiest,
but
they're bad.
They're
the
least unhealthy.
They're the best of the worst.
I mean, all I would have needed was, like, a friend of mine who's a dietitian to be, like, walking by the window and, like, pointing at me.
No!
You are in the place of hell.
It's funny. I don't know. Have you ever seen that show, 600 Pound Life?
Once or twice.
There's the doctor in there that does the weight reduction surgery, but you have to get down to a certain level of weight. And my son and his wife have his picture all over their kitchen, and little phrases like, "You really don't need to eat that, do you?"
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Little negative affirmations.
Yeah. Hey, you put that on your dashboard next time you're going to get Five Guys.
I've honestly thought about changing my wallpaper to when I was, like, super skinny as motivation, but I'm like, picture of me and Landon on our wedding day, or me. Yeah. Like, meh.
I thought about putting a mirror on my the front of my refrigerator. Right. Oh, no, I guess I'll pass.
Just write the words, right. Drop it.
Totally hits, totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready to do that gender wars. Joining us here in the Pillow Fort for the ladies in the audience, we have Carrie and Mount Juliet. Hey there, Carrie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, good luck. And for the guys, we have Jason in Goodlettsville. Hey there, Jason.
Good morning, yo.
Good morning.
Let's do a get acquainted question. Let's start with Carrie. Who was your first kiss?
My first boyfriend in middle school, and we were all outside waiting in the bus lines, and his friends or someone started chanting, kiss, 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 and so... a little bit unnerving, and just an awkward little peck. So,
everything is romantic with bus fumes.
Yeah, I love that story. What about you, Jason? Who was your first kiss?
Classmate in seventh grade behind the band room.
Behind the band room. That's right. Everybody thinks the athletes are the ones, you know, super getting it on. But it's no.
Super getting it on.
I'm trying
one time at band camp. All right. Remember, you both have a screw you can use during the contest. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Here we go. Carrie, two pair, a flush, or a full house? Which one is the best poker hand?
Full house.
No, a flush is better.
Okay.
Tough start.
Jason, you get to maybe take the lead.
All right. Jason, is Christian Dior a celebrity chef, fashion designer, or a YouTube cat expert?
Fashion designer.
He is. You didn't get tripped up on the YouTube cat expert?
I was hoping you could say that one.
You know, they're household names, those YouTube cat experts.
Yeah, love it. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Carrie, you can get back in the game with this one. The Heisman Trophy is given out every year in what sport?
Football.
Woo! Good job.
You got it.
Hey, Jason. Musician Kenny G is famous for playing what instrument?
Guitar.
No, it's the saxophone.
Saxophone.
Okay.
The tiny little saxophone he plays with the side of his mouth.
That's right. He has his own unique style.
Yes.
All right. It's 1-1.
All right, Carrie, if you get 12 strikes in a row when you're bowling, what is your final score?
300.
Nice.
Okay.
Jason, what cosmetic is useful for stopping a run in your pantyhose?
Makeup?
No,
it's clear nail polish.
Yeah. You'll remember that next time you get a run in your pantyhose, Jason.
I just want to let everybody know that Woody is the one that comes up with these questions. So he knew that.
I used to rob banks, so pantyhose were part of my disguise.
Obviously, you weren't very good at it.
I probably shouldn't have admitted that on the radio either. Okay. Hey, but be that as it may, Carrie, you are the winner. Congratulations.
Nice comeback.
Thank you.
We've got tickets for Metallica and a certificate of bragification telling everybody you won on Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 FM.
Okay, it's a Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. Pretty much the excitement of the NFL draft is underway as Titans fans will have about 5 minutes to say, maybe this is our year. But probably not.
Yeah.
I 150,000% will not be watching.
Yes, I can't wait to watch.
There is nothing to tells me to watch.
Yeah.
For 3 months, we've known exactly who the Titans are going to pick.
Right.
They're going to pick Cam Ward.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, a whole bunch of people, including Sports Talk and like ESPN and all these different networks, have been spending 3 months and they've never said anything different than, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of another team, you're probably going, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Titans fans kind of know.
Yeah.
Mostly it's about 3 or 4 days of just people in suits on telephones.
Murmur.
Yeah.
Murmur.
And then coming up and, you know, somebody being handed a jersey. Yay!
Right.
But the big excitement is in college football right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a quarterback who was the Tennessee quarterback this last year.
Yes, who is dead to us now.
Yes, we're just going to call him Nico because he has a Hawaiian last name that's very hard for me to pronounce. And
it looks
I don't want to
like
offend anybody.
I'm Olivia.
Yes, which is what he did.
Nico Kamalamalamalinga.
That's why it was really funny.
Yes.
It looks exactly like what he did.
I'm going to leave ya.
Well, he had a contract for like $2.3 million with Tennessee, and this offseason he requested it to be $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee was like, no, because he wasn't that good of a quarterback.
No.
It was really the whole team that got them to the 10-3 record.
Right.
He kind of is thinking that it was him. So
it's all me.
It's still kind of hard to get used to the fact that they pay college players now.
I know.
Yeah.
I agreed with it. Like, I knew they were getting ripped off.
And yeah,
their livelihoods were, you know, being, you know, they were making money for a lot of people, for everyone except for them.
Yeah. So in that case, like, it's fair.
But I also knew this was going to happen.
Right. And there's actually, I think, was it Nick Saban or maybe Lane? I think it was Lane Kiffin. He's a coach for a college team. I think
he used to be Tennessee's coach for a little while. That's why everyone here hates him.
Yeah. And he's actually, he's pretty funny. But he came out and said, like, excuse me, He said they should be in contracts, which they sort of are. Like, I think if you're getting paid by the school, you are under a contract. And so some of these kids are, like the boosters, whatever. So anyway, he asked for $4 million. They say no. So he transfers to UCLA for like $1.3 million.
So he took less?
He took less. And this, and so now his thing, his excuse is, oh, well, we didn't leave because they didn't give us the money. We left because of the offense.
Shut up. It was because of the money.
Okay, yeah. So now he's going to UCLA, which is in a state income tax state.
One of the highest tax states.
One of the highest living expenses.
Los Angeles. It ain't easy to, you know, it ain't cheap to live there.
Yeah. And he's part of a Hawaiian family, which like that culture is very much like family based. So, you know, he's probably not going alone. Like there's going to be family there, you know. So he's probably walking away with like $600,000, $800,000 instead of the like whole 2.3 he would make here.
Good Lord. How can he live on that much?
Right. And so now people are like, you're an idiot, which like he already was an idiot. But
I have a theory.
What?
I think he took the job because he knows he's going to get perks on the side.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about endorsements and other deals, like where you get like paid for appearing on a weekly television show or this or that. All that stuff's going to be 10 times the value of what you would get in Tennessee, where you go like, oh, you're going to get a car dealership. It's in Knoxville.
Well, but football is king in the SEC. It's not so much. And it, I mean, they're moved into the Big 12 now. So
it is
big there. But like Knoxville is huge. Like UT in Knoxville is huge. So for him to go to UCLA, where like they have the Lakers, they have the Clippers.
You're
they
a smaller fish.
Yeah, way smaller fish. A lot fish. More
competition for your sports dollar.
And why would a company deal with somebody who has already been like, oh, we didn't get what we want, so we're leaving? Like, I don't know. He wouldn't be the first person I would want under contract because clearly. And now he played at Arkansas before he went to UT, and they're suing him for breach of contract.
For leaving them?
For leaving them.
So he's been like to three colleges in 3 years.
Yeah, which is kind of typical, especially nowadays, like with NIL.
Yeah.
But Tennessee could also jump in on that and say, well, you left your contract early as well. So there is a contract form there, although I doubt it's worth these schools to sue for any money.
So eventually he'll just end up running a surf shop in Hawaii.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Remember me? I used to be something.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of the same thing with coaches. Their contracts mean nothing anymore.
Yeah.
And they just, like, go and take the next better deal.
Yep, for sure. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out and how his season is going to go at UCLA.
Now, we kind of swapped quarterbacks because UT now has the UCLA quarterback.
Yeah, I think so.
It's just like, okay, I got an apartment. It's just outside campus.
Yeah, you
go in there.
Swap?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I have a lot of friends here who are big UT fans, and everybody's like, cool, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah.
Like, bye. Yeah, you didn't do much for us.
Yeah, the new guy from UCLA, they'll say, you know, like, oh, yeah, we got the In-N-Out Burger coming. Okay, I'm there.
Yeah.
All right, deal.
Now back to the regular podcast stuff. April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and we're all distracted by something all the time.
Pretty much. I mean, are our attention spans ever on anything?
Yeah, for more than a few seconds.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not just your phone. You know, that's probably the major thing. People are, you know, they'll look down at their phone while they're driving, you know, they're texting, driving, trying not to, that kind of thing.
Yep.
You know, another thing is getting ready in the morning. Putting makeup on.
I've done it.
Have you done it?
Yeah, I've put my makeup on during when I was. Well, usually it's not when I'm driving. I'll do it when I'm at a stoplight.
That's a little bit more responsible.
Yeah.
That way,
Yep.
Sure.
Another thing is eating while you're driving. Do you guys eat in the car?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, all the time.
Yep.
What do you eat?
Cookies.
Yeah.
I mean, things that make crumbs because you can just look at the bottom of my car and you can like piece together what I've eaten over the last month.
I used to eat that, like, have a box of cereal in the car and just eat it while I was driving. But now that I have a different car and I want to keep it nice, I don't eat in the car.
Yeah.
Well, just wait until the first spill and then you don't care. It's going to look like every other car you have.
But people are admitting to eating all kinds of different things while they're driving. Somebody said they ate hot soup while they were driving.
Oh, my God. That sounds incredibly dangerous, messy.
I want to do that.
What a bad idea.
And ribs. Somebody, please. I would have to have somebody in the passenger seat holding them for me.
Yeah.
Just feeding them to me while I was driving.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be distracting at all, would it?
Right. It would have to be that person you always fear is in your car when you get into your car, it parked in a lot at night.
Yeah, when you look in the back seat,
yeah, who's
feel around in the
car,
dark.
But instead, two arms come up, like one on each side of your shoulder.
Like and the then eating challenge.
They give you,
yes.
Yeah, they give you the
and
ribs.
And they feed you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And they pat you with a little wet nap.
Yeah.
Right before they stab you in the neck and take your car. But Tennessee is in one of the danger zones for distracted driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them around the country, of course, mostly in the southeast and the southwest. In the northern states, not as much. There's Montana, Wyoming, North and South Dakota. First, there's not many people there.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah. No.
Their phones don't work. There's not many people there.
And you're only going to hit a cactus if you do something. So.
Or a cow.
A cow or a cactus.
Right.
Two of the C words.
Cow, that's roadkill I can get behind.
That's right. We do have the roadkill law here in Tennessee.
That's
where if you hit something with your car, you can take it home.
Steaks tonight,
oh, really?
Honey.
That's true, yeah. You hit a cow. Wow, what a great idea.
Oh, that's good to know.
Three things you want to know this morning.
Late tonight, early tomorrow, there's going to be a rare smiley face in the sky.
Ooh.
Really?
So if the clouds are not up in the sky, they say early tomorrow morning, you can see what is a lineup of things that doesn't happen very often. It is a crescent moon that forms a smiley mouth.
Right.
And then you have a couple of planets that will be very bright that you can see. One is Venus and the other is Saturn, and they look like eyes.
Wait, so, that's so cool.
Wow. So don't forget to look up tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I mean, whoa. There is a picture of the last time I'm
showing. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
That is so cool.
That's right.
Yeah. But then again, if you try to take it with your phone, it'll look like
it's
crap.
It's going to end up nothing. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Inspired by the success of the Barbie movie, they announced they're going to be working on a live-action Toys R Us movie. No word on who's going to be in it yet or what the plot is. My thoughts are they should do like a bunch of toys, just like in Toy Story, that come to life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're on a truck being delivered somewhere, and the box of toys falls off the truck. And the Troys try to make it back to Toys R Us, only to find out it's a Spirit Halloween store when they get there.
Wait, it's
a very dark film.
Didn't Toys R Us, like, close down?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the thing that's kind of interesting about it.
Because it would be a Spirit Halloween store now.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. All right. Well, another movie
that's
I probably
like
won't see.
That's like doing a Castronaut movie.
Exactly.
So Ed Sheeran and Noah Kahan played at Santa's Pub the other day.
Sweet.
Yes, I was watching those videos.
Yeah, so I guess it was invite only, so that's why we weren't there.
Yes.
Our invites must have gotten lost in the mail. It's all
pretty
right.
Much, yeah.
Just make up for it next time. But Ed Sheeran has recently come out and said that he wants to, or he not wants to, he probably will make a country album.
He could do that.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
But he's going to do
he
it
loves Nashville.
The right way. He wants to move here, immerse himself in the culture, and like really dive deep into it. So.
He would do it right.
Yeah. Kind of like Post Malone. I feel like they both respected, even Jelly Roll, too.
Yes.
Yeah. He went from rap to country. So.
Right. You just immerse yourself in the culture.
Right.
And
you get a little bit more respect than doing it the Beyonce way.
But. Yeah.
Burn. What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
I have some meetings, going to go to the gym, and that's about it. Pretty boring day today.
Yeah. I've got to refinance in my house, so I have a few little tidbits to take care of, but that's about wrapped up. So that'll be kind of cool. Be on the phone for a little bit with that. And then I'm making spaghetti for dinner tonight.
Woo.
My girlfriend's very excited because that means she doesn't have to cook.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
For her.
Let her take a night off.
Yeah. Pretty much I'm going to be going home and stomping on tomatoes to make the sauce because I like to start from scratch.
As opposed to probably just
ragu.
Pouring it out of a jar.
No, yeah. And I also grow my own spaghetti. So,
Spaghetti trees in your backyard.
Yeah. I do have spaghetti trees.
They look pretty awesome. They're in bloom right now.
Hopefully we'll have enough left over for spaghetti sandwiches tomorrow.
That's gross.
What you doing, Jim?
I've got to run some errands. I've got to pick up some dog food and things like that. We're boarding our dog this weekend as we're doing some traveling. And then I think I'm finally going to, I'm going to resubscribe to Disney Plus, which I left probably about 8 months ago because I wasn't watching anything. But Andor season two.
Oh, that's right. It's underway now.
Like the best Star Wars stuff ever done.
I'll have to
since
watch
the
that.
Original.
Makes up for a bunch of the other crappy Star Wars
garbage.
Stuff they've been
put. A lot of garbage.
You guys have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.